Girlfriends Maestro here, bringing you episode 575 of Maestro on the Mic. In today's episode, we are talking about automating your Instagram comments and DMs. We're going to chat about how to do it, why you might want to do it, and when to do it if you choose to do it. This is a bit of a niche episode, but y'all know I love getting in the weeds, and I'm stoked about it. All this and more, but first, hey DJ, give me that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, 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 my podcast people, and thank you for joining me for yet another episode of my favorite podcast. If you're watching me on the big screen, hopefully you watch this on YouTube and you put it on the big screen. You might, oh no, he has run away. He's just out of frame. I got Rupert here with me today. I know better than to record with him in the room, but we're going to try it. So hopefully I can still do my little one-take Jake, and I'll have to stop this because he's acting a fool, but we got him with us today. If you are listening or watching when this drops, it is Monday, April 29th. Welcome to the final episode of April, as if it's the final episode forever. JK, right? You already know. Final episode of April. Hopefully April has treated you well. Shit went by fast. It always goes by fast, so let's make sure we make the most of each and every day. Today we have a bit of a niche episode, and we're going to be talking about automating your Instagram comments and DMs, how to do it, when to do it, who's doing it well. But first, a few life updates. Biggest life update, one, Lex's parents left this morning, as of the morning that I am recording this, so it'll be last week. Their trip was so good. I'm saying this from my end. Hopefully on their end, they agree as well. But it was just so good to have them here. We get to show them our routine. Went to the dog beach on Friday, which Moose loves. Of note, Moose is looking much better. Not that she was ever looking bad, but when she first came here, she was a little skinny. So she's put on some weight. She looked great. We went out to dinner. We caught a sunset. We had some actual sun during the days, which was great. You know, May gray, June gloom has kind of come here early. But we did get some sun. We hung out on the patio. We had a fire table going. Her dad was just like out there every day. I helped her dad with his shoulder. So we got to, you know, bust out the PT skills. Every now and again we do that. But he'll be okay, in case you're wondering. I'll keep you updated, though. We watched a ton of volleyball. So, you know, they just hung out. We hung out in the living room, and it was phenomenal. We did a Sunday walk. We made dinner. Roops. And her mom calls him Rufus. So, and then at one point they started calling him Rupus, and I'm like, that works. She knows it's Rupert, but she would get mixed up with Rufus, and so it was Rupus, and it was kind of funny. But Rupes came out on the last day. He's just being super social. I think you can actually kind of see him now. But he actually came out on the last day. I think if they had stayed one more day, he would be like kind of fully walking around. But it was just really great to share our life with them and have them here, and also to be able to host them. Like, obviously, if you had a really small space, we could still host them, but we have a big space, and they have their own room and their own bathroom and the shower and things like that. And it was just really, really nice. So the trip was amazing, and yeah, it was just fucking phenomenal. Second life update, big switch of gears here. Don't forget about Boss Up. That is the in-person event of 2024. It's for online business owners who want to level up their online business, but also realize that they want to do business differently. It's October 10th through 11th. It's in Redondo Beach, which ties into the first point, because come here, this is where I live, Redondo Beach. Let me show you what life is like here. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll get some sun. We will drop all the deets in the show notes, but the link for that is going to be themovementmaestro.com/bossup2024. All the things are there, all the information, all the tickets. I'd love to see you. Third announcement, I am going to be coming out with the self-paced version of my Instagram business blueprint, and I'm thinking about launching it. I guess it'll be next week when this drops, but we're going to do a little Cinco de Maestro. Oh, there's Rupert. He's playing. Of all the times to play with, I know better. I know better. So this is on me. I don't think you can hear it because I'm using the mic, but he never plays with that toy. And now that we're recording, he's playing with the toy. So you know what? I'm going to leave him. Let him have his fun. But I think I'm going to launch it on Cinco de Maestro. I have some Mexican friends. They said it was okay that I used that that name. So if you're interested and you want to get the discount, because it'll probably just be like a one-day discount. I'll probably put my other stuff on sale as well. You can add your name to the interest list. We'll link that in the show notes. And this way you make sure that you don't miss out. Okay, talking about Instagram, that is a perfect segue for today's topic, which is automating your Instagram comments and DMs. Shout out to my girl Andrea for this topic. I did put a CTA, call to action, in last week's podcast episode, asking for life topics that you might want to have me chat about on the podcast. Shout out to my guy Jojo for shooting me a Voxer, and we had a major conversation about that. But I'm not sure if there's going to be more responses, because I'm recording this the same day that that episode came out. It just came out, you know, a few hours ago. So hopefully y'all come through with some suggestions on that. But as it relates to automating your Instagram comments and DMs, what I'm referring to is what you, many of you may be seeing if you're in the comments of things, or you're seeing people's captions, and where it's saying, you know, in the caption, it's like, comment the word strong and I'll send you the link to the program. Comment the word strong and I'll send you the information on this. Comment the word whatever and I'll send you X, right? The how people are doing this, how they're sending the things. It's a software called ManyChat. It has been around for a bit. I started using it, I don't know, a few months ago, and I actually really do like it. I was very hesitant to use it. I don't like outsourcing things. I don't love automating a ton of things. There's, you know, time and a place, but integrating things with Instagram, I get kind of nervous. So I was slower on the uptake for that, but I love it. It's actually been very, very good. It is, in my opinion, simple to set up. It is, again, it's online. It's called manychat.com. We'll link in the show notes. I don't have like an affiliate link or anything like that. But I think the price point's very fair for it. It obviously, like most things, it increases the more people you're using it with. But I think it's at like $15 a month for the pro version, which I do recommend getting, because otherwise you have like limitations placed on like how many times you can use it. So my suggestion, just go with the, you know, pro, whatever the upgraded version is. But the kind of tech behind it, if you will, the simplified version here, is that you set a trigger. And that can be a comment on a post, it could be a DM, it could be a response to your stories, whatever. And then what happens next, the automation that happens next after that, is up to you, right? The way you're likely seeing people using it is with that drop a comment, and that comment is a word. It could be a phrase, but it's easier if it's a word. And then the person who posted the comment, they receive the link via DM. So your account will send that link to their DMs. ManyChat does that automatically, but you have to integrate it with your Instagram account. It works with Facebook as well. I have not used it as such, but it does work with Facebook as well. But ManyChat will do that automatically. And then you can set up what it actually looks like as well. So like it looks like a regular DM. You can have it, you know, have buttons and stuff in it if you want, but it can also just look like a very plain, regular DM. So you can make this as complex as you want, where you really kind of get like a back and forth conversation going, or you can just do it manually where it's one step, meaning you could, if you're like, I don't even want to use ManyChat, but I want to use this concept, which is not what we're talking about today, because we're talking about automating things. But if you're like, I don't have the funds to pay for that, or like, I don't get enough comments to make me warrant that, you can still have the person just say, you know, comment whatever word, and then you manually send them whatever links. That is how I first did it. And then I had one post where there's a lot of comments, and I was like, this is kind of terrible. Also, you can't really, who has the time to go back and look at that post? So unless you've changed the call to action in the caption of that post, then you have to keep kind of checking it, or you're like, you know, those comments go unresponded to. Whereas ManyChat will just run for as long as you have it turned on. So I do think that it is great from a business perspective. I have used it at conferences, most notably, where people want slides. And so instead of having a QR code up on the screen, I am going to have them just DM me. So it starts a conversation, right? And this is where we get that nice like kind of hybrid approach where I'll tell them, hey, DM me the word, you know, RCS 2024. And I will DM you, I'll send you back the slides right now. It's an automation. They know it's not me. So they DM my account. ManyChat is already, the automation's already set up. It sends them that link and they can download the slides. And it works out perfectly because now I have a conversation started. So what I do is after I'm done speaking, I go and I respond to all the comments. And I'm just like, thanks for being at the chat today, at the talk today. Let me know if you have any questions. So to me, this is how we can kind of meet in the middle of not wanting everything to be really automated and hands off and, you know, inject or infuse that human side of things. I wanted to share about ManyChat for three reasons. One, people don't know what it is. And I've seen folks that have big accounts and I'm seeing them trying to do it manually. And I'm like, hey, use ManyChat. So if you don't know what this is, you haven't heard of it, even if you have a smaller account, there are a lot of ways that you can use this. So one, I wanted to just make sure that it's on your radar. And it is 100% Maestro approved. I want you to know that. Number two, I have suggested ManyChat for quite a few one-on-one clients and, you know, Maestro meeting clients who want to organize their DMs. So I know that we're talking about comments right now and how you can respond back to the comment. I actually didn't say that. What ManyChat will do, you can set it so that, yes, when they comment, it sends them a DM, but it also responds to their comment with whatever comment you want. You can put as many different comments in there and it'll cycle through those comments and it'll post them automatically. So Rupert is here. I'm waiting for him to step on something and stop the recording. I know better than to do this, but I was just like, you know what? I'm loving him so much. He's been so good. So I was like, let me let him in today to the recording studio. And now he's not making me regret it yet. So he's jumped to the window. I think we're in a good way. So for point number two, the reason that I'm talking about ManyChat is I have suggested this to quite a few one-on-one clients who want to organize their DMs. And that's the next part that we're going to get into. And the third reason that I'm recommending this is that I do think Instagram is going to start cracking down on the reach that it gives posts that use this. So let's enjoy it while it lasts. Get in before Instagram cracks down. Because we already know that when you put, you know, see link in bio, it suppresses those posts. It doesn't send it to as many people. So, I mean, the algorithm's going to do that. Instagram's going to do what it's going to do. But I also think the flip side of that is that what I have noticed, and I was really surprised by this, is people are more likely to just comment a word than they are to go to the link in your bio. So from a business perspective and really leaning on a call to action and getting people to take that action, having them drop the comment is probably better, right? And again, you can do this with comments. You can do it with your DMs. You can automate so much within ManyChat. So let's tie that into point number two, which was using it to organize your DMs. Here's the thing. I personally really enjoy responding to comments and DMs and spend a lot of time on Instagram. And I coach people to do that, to manually respond, especially when you're in the beginning, looking to build that trust, build that audience. I want you to manually be in there. I want you to be responding to people and, you know, answering questions and things like that and really fostering that human engagement and connection, which is what Andrea was asking about. She was like, hey, what do you think about these automations in terms of like the human component and like the true engagement component and will it suppress it and things like that? So there's the both and of it of, yes, it's going to suppress your reach. And I think there's a time and a place when we're using it to respond to comments, we're using it to respond to DMs. And it's more so from the business side of it. Yes, you can make this like as advanced as you want, but nothing replaces like the human factor, right? So again, great from a business perspective, sending out a link, something like that. And then because it's in your chats, right, it's in your DMs, you can follow up as a human. I think that's a great way to kind of hybridize things. I think that it is a phenomenal tool for folks who get a lot of inquiries in their DMs and a lot of like asks for resources or next steps. And this person may feel like they're repeating themselves a lot or they're feeling overwhelmed or they feel like they always have to respond and they're like, I'm getting overwhelmed because I can't get back to these in a timely fashion like I would like to. So my suggestion to these people is automate it instead of outsourcing it. Because I've had a few people be like, I'm going to like have, you know, hire someone to be in my DMs. And I was like, don't do that. You can automate this. I really do feel like if you are a personal brand and your Instagram is top of funnel, I would love to see you as the person that's in your Instagram. So what you can do to automate and organize your DMs is you can set up triggers that are words or phrases. And then when people DM you with that word or phrase, right, it can be a whole entire comment, a whole entire message. But if it has that phrase or it has that keyword in it, the automation will get triggered. So you can set that up and then ManyChat will reply, you know, as you within the DMs. And you can reply with buttons. You can reply. So if you have buttons in it, it could be multiple links. So it could be like, hey, I see that you asked about sofas. I don't know. It's the thing that first thing that popped into my fucking head, right? So let's say you're trying to get a lot of questions about, what's that sofa you have? I love it. Cool. You can set up an automation such that anytime you receive a DM that has the word sofa in it, this pre-recorded, you know, pre-whatever scripted message goes out that says, hey, I see you asked about sofas. Here are the links to the ones that I use the most. You know, good luck with your searching, with your shopping or whatever. And that goes out to them automatically. I fucking love that. Right? You could send them to a website. You could send them, you can tell them to submit an inquiry. You could do whatever you want, whatever makes sense for you, right? Especially if you're answering the same questions over and over and over and over again. Automate the response. So at least something goes out to that person, and then you can follow up with you as, you know, as a human. The person who I see using this the best and probably most efficiently is Dockless Fitness. I got to bring her on the podcast. I will. Guest episodes, they bring me some friction, even though my guy JoJo has taken over all of the, like, you know, producing and such of it. But I got to bring her on. But she has the brain for this and really loves to, you know, she's a PhD. I feel like maybe that's not enough to say, but it also feel like it is enough to say that that's how her brain works. And she basically has an automation for everything, which is, I asked her, I was like, yo, using ManyChat for this? And she was like, yes. She was like, if I can automate it, I'm going to. And I love that for her. All right. I don't use it in that same capacity because I don't get questions like that. And I also love being in my DMs, but literally anything that comes up, you like tag her in something, there's an automation that says like, thank you. Right. So there's always something being answered, always something going. And it's very transparent that it's like, you know, an automation, but it gives her peace of mind. And I love that for her. Again, this could be particularly helpful for folks, those of you listening and watching, who feel bad for not responding to every DM like immediately. I don't feel bad about that. And I will get back when I get back. But if it's stressing you out, you can use this. Right? I do personally recommend this approach over the native Instagram autoresponder, because when you use that autoresponder, it's just one thing all the time. You can't like choose what it says and like choose what it's responding to, which means that every single DM that you receive, or like even if it's just a reply to a story, they get the same automated response. And to me, I think it's the fucking worst. So I will, hands down, times a million, recommend ManyChat over the automated, you know, Instagram, whatever, Instagram autoresponder. All right. Something that I want to point out, and I feel that I'd be remiss if I didn't say this, is that we teach people how to treat us. So it's kind of this tying into that last point of like, if you feel bad not getting back immediately, like, okay, I hear you. And also, we teach people how to treat us, right? I hated when people used to ask to pick my brain. I fucking hated it. I still hate it. I hate it a little less now because I don't get asked that. But I hated it when people would ask to pick my brain. So I made a post that said that I didn't want you to ask to pick my brain unless you want me to pick your pocket. Like, I was like, I don't want that. I don't like this phrase. Like, I get that it maybe comes from a good place, but I don't like it. Literally, no one asks to pick my brain now, right? So I made that post. And also when people would say that, I'd be like, yo, I don't like that you're saying this. And, you know, let's have a conversation around it. Or like, I'm going to teach you, I'm going to tell you how I would like to be treated. Obviously in a very like respectful way, but we teach people how to treat us, right? So my suggestion with this is show up the way that you want to show up and tell people how you want them to treat you, how you want them to DM you. Don't ask for DMs if you don't want DMs. Tell people that you'll respond when you respond, or just also respond when you respond. That's totally fine. And probably the biggest thing here is just ignore people who ignore your boundaries. Right? And I almost like hesitate to use the word boundaries because it's just become like, it's become so like, I don't know, fucking gross, and just like people are like, my boundaries, and like they're just being assholes. Like, there's a difference there. But if people are like, if you don't respond to something and then they keep like nudging you and like, motherfucker, just ignore them. Like, this is a free platform. I don't have to respond to you, and you're being annoying about this. So protect your peace. Ignore the folks who don't respect your boundaries. Okay. So let's zoom out and then finish this up. The big picture here, the big picture point here is that I want you to run things in a way that feels good for you. Dockless Fitness has a brain that works, you know, that loves that structure, that loves the automations. And so I love the way she's using it. My brain doesn't really like that. I don't love doing things that way, so I don't do that way, right? We're running very different businesses as well. But the cool part is that we're both using the same tool, but in a way that works for each of us. Okay, so those are my two pennies and maybe a little bit more on automating your comments and DMs on Instagram. Hopefully you have gleaned some insight about how, you know, the how, the why, and now you get to go and decide if and when you use it. That's good. That's good. All right. Don't forget about Boss Up. Don't forget about Cinco de Maestro. And don't forget to have a great day. As always, endlessly, endlessly, endlessly appreciative for every single one. Until next time, friends, Maestro.